Thank you, and thank you for the excellent presentation. It sounds like an interesting conference. But to remind you, the United States does not participate in this process. We're not part of WHO Europe. We work with PAHO, the Pan American Health Organization. And as such, such an effort would not represent the entire membership of the UNECE, and so we would have severe questions about the establishment of a joint secretariat if it had any resource implications whatsoever for the UNECE regular budget. We certainly might be able to consider something that were like some of the other projects where there is extra budgetary funds which is made for that, but in terms of the dedication of any staff time that are paid by the regular budget or the support for any participation in meetings, we would be severely questioning that. I also note that, you know, my government is going to take a review of the UN and the efficiency of programs and projects. And I, for one, responding to Switzerland's comments, saw the process here as extremely messy and not focused. It's interesting that the UNECE and our EFE and UNEP and UNEA are choosing to focus their efforts, not to try and do everything. And I would venture at least my opinion that Batumi was much more effective, and Astana before it, than the meetings that we had 15 years ago when we tried to cover everything in the environment, when we tried to negotiate a declaration that was 25 pages or 30 pages long, and it covered every single environmental issue that was out there, even though there were other environmental processes and programs that were considering them. So I would say that, you know, we had a reform process for the Environment for Europe process, and I think it's paid off in spades. The Batumi conference, certainly because of the great work of the Secretariat and the host country, went well, but also we focused our efforts. And we had a very streamlined process to get there. We got the work done in the allotted amount of time. Whereas this process, I'm glad that we, while there is support and we nominate ministers, we don't do it. But I see this as not being indicative of, oh, there's a lot of interest, but, oh, there's a whole community which is all trying to get their little piece of their issue on the table and their agenda being dealt with. And I think that's unfortunate, because I think when it's diffuse like that, nothing actually takes place. So I would encourage, if there is some continued work, that you don't try and cover the waterfront, you focus on particular issues as you go forward. But while a fiscal analysis certainly needs to be done and what the financial implications would be, my government, and I imagine my neighbor if to the north, if we were to consult them, would say, I'm sorry, this doesn't do anything for us. If European members of the UNEC want to undertake this, they will have to do it on their own nickel or euro, as it were, and not try and do this from the regular budget of the UNEC, including staff time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank